Krishna? What was the condition when Sri Krishna was himself present in Brajbhumi? Every single day one demon was coming there. Every single day.
Shukadeva Maharaj was not able to explain every day story because he had no time. Pracharya explained every single day Kansa was sending one demon. Every single day you dress up nicely, you know, you get sweetmeats, you get pack your dabba and you sing songs and go to cow herding and go to this forest today, that forest today, and you are about in middle of full enjoyment, suddenly dish, demon comes causing earthquake and tornadoes and shaking you completely, want to kill your beloved Krishna. Then there's a big tension and a big war, and then finally Krishna kills the demon. Everybody is relieved. And then they take bath in Jamuna, then take lunch and come back home and tell mother, father, today what happened. Mother is so worried, okay, what's going to happen tomorrow. He tells Mandali Bhadra, you stand on left side, you stand on right side, you take sword in the hand, Baldevji, you be in front. This is very naughty, he will go here and there, demons may attack him, you all protect him, surround him. And all that happens, still Arishtasura comes. Simultaneous, Tufan, earthquake and tornado. When he's running, his breath is like hurricane. When he's running, his foot thumping is earthquake. And his tail is moving this clouds away from the sky. Such terror. Ladies are aborting, embracing the trees, crying loudly, helplessly. And then one time, Kishi comes running, causing thunderbolts and earthquakes. And Balramji is in the form of Krishna. You know the story? One day Balramji said, can you give me one day your peacock feather and flute? Everybody is glorifying you because of flute and peacock feather. One day, can you give me please? I will enjoy one day. So he says, take it. So nicely he puts peacock feather and takes the flute, and that day only Kamsa is beating Keshi and telling him, go there and kill Krishna. He says, how to identify Krishna? He wakes yellow dhoti. He has peacock feather and he plays flute. So as soon as Keshi comes in Vrindavan, he sees one boy with peacock feather and playing flute. So he takes a stance and runs and kicks him in the chest. And Balramji falls on the ground and tumbles all the way back to Nandagaon. And immediately says, take this flute, take this peacock feather. So I don't want. And then Krishna wears it and he comes back to Vrindavan. And the demon said, hey, just now a few minutes back he was all the way tumbled back to Nandagaon. And again he has guts to come. He was very angry. How dare you come back? When I hit somebody, nobody comes back again. And Krishna takes his stance. And he again takes stance and he hits Krishna. Krishna even doesn't even move 1 inch also. So he further gets angry. And then the big war and Krishna kills. Now all these things are so sweet. You are laughing. You are smiling. But try to be one of the gopas when Krishna is there, and then show me how you can laugh. Then Kaliya is inside the water fighting with Krishna, and the blood zoom comes up on the surface. Everybody is falling unconscious. Krishna is finished. Yashoda Devi wants to jump in the water. All the boys are dead. All the girls come later on, and the girls are holding Yashoda. Don't go. No, I want to commit suicide. If Krishna is not there, I don't want to live. Such a commotion. Only Balram is standing near the Kadamba and laughing. You know, my brother is very powerful. And then comes Kaliya out of water, and then see Krishna on the Kaliya dancing on the uneven grounds. It's not very pleasurable when you are inside the pastime. And then the audience is very pleasurable. Ha, nice, nice. Now see, he'll come out. Children will tell. You know something? Mother Yashoda is crying now. Just wait 2 minutes. Krishna is going to come out. Just see on the hoods of Kaliya. He's going to dance nicely. And children will tell. But they didn't know, because Krishna is finished. Boys are dead, Krishna's boy is going to be dead. Mother Yashoda wants to end her life. Nanda Maharaj is in anxiety. And then long time dance is taking place. And then Krishna comes out very happily, victoriously, and glanced at everybody, and everybody becomes conscious. And they go back home happily. So do not think that when you stay in Vrindavan, everything is so sweet and so nice. It's constantly filled with anxiety. While Krishna was there, because Kansa also was right there when Krishna was there. Very close by, he was sending atrocities day by day, every single day. So Vrindavan means great joy and happiness. but no peace.
Peace is not guaranteed for you. What's guaranteed is bliss. Happiness is guaranteed. But it's great thrill and anxiety and anticipatory fear is there. You don't know what's going to happen next. Is going to be Krishna with us or not going to be with us? Suddenly you listen to Krishna and he says, okay, change the worship. Don't worship Indra, worship Govardhan mountain. Yes, we'll do that. Everybody is so happily going parikrama and aniyor, all happiness sudden. And suddenly torrents of rain start falling. Now what to do? Your calves are getting driven away by the water currents. Your houses are finished. They are gone in the water current. And they are saying, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, please save us. And they all go to him only. They don't say, it's because of you this happened. If you would have not given this idea to us, we would have been saved today. They don't say that. They follow him. He says, come with us. Abhi aisa nahi bole, abhi kaha leke jaoge? Tumhari wajah se barish gir raha hai. Abhi bola, idhar chalo, hum nahi aayenge aapke saath. They go with him. And when they go with him, if you sing the drama and your child is with your lap, child will say, Papa, Papa, see now Govardhan will be lifted by Krishna. Your child will tell you. But your child will tell you after 5,000 years today. He's given in the books now, you have told him in nice stories. But that time, not a single Gopa or a Gopi or Nandagaon Vasis or Brajvasis, nobody knew what is going to happen now. And to their utter surprise, he lifted Govardhan. That is Vrindavan. Today you know everything. You are by heart. I'll tell Katha also. But none of them knew what's going to happen next. And in that anxiety they had full faith that somehow or other Krishna will protect us. We don't know how. Afterward they came to know, Oh, he lifted Govardhan. Impossible thing he lifted. So they asked him, what are you going to do now? So like a playful boy said, I lift Govardhan. He said, what nonsense you're telling. Govardhan, what is your size? What is Govardhan? Show us something that will convince us you can do this. So what Krishna did? He went to one big kadamba tree. And he plucked that tree out of the ground and twisted that tree like we twist a cloth in the morning when we wash the clothes. Pura aisa aant diya usko. He said, now we have faith that you can do this. That tree is still there. In Pravishtavan, in Petagaon. Twisted tree is there. Na bada. Twist ke hua hai pura usko. It's called Aitha Kadam. Usko aant ke chod diya udhar. And then Krishna entered the gufa underground called Pravishta Gufa. And from there he lifted Govardhan. Nobody imagined what he is going to do. He said, come inside. Everybody came inside. They are looking at him. And somebody saying, oh, uska haath dukhega to change karna chahiye. Somebody is massaging his hand and Yashoda is requesting, please change your hand. For morning you have not taken butter also. Please change your hand so somebody can massage you this hand and I can feed you butter in between. Somebody is saying, no, his hand was paining. Na bada parvat utha ke rakha hai. So we should support it by sticks. So they all are supporting by sticks. And Yashoda is saying, you know something? It's good that I did so much of hard work to create such high quality of butter. See, today it is useful, na? See, because of that only is able to lift the mountain. Because I did so much of hard work to make the best of butter, of all the butters. I used to feed him every day. Today the fruit has come out of all my hard labor. The coward boy is saying, mother doesn't understand what the real reason is. It's not butter. It is because we have been defeating him every day and training him in wrestling. So he has gained so much of strength while being defeated by us. That's why he is able to lift. And the coward girls are saying, these boys don't know the secret. She thinks it's butter, they think it's wrestling. But the real secret we know. The real secret of Krishna is able to lift the Govardhan mountain because Radharani is looking at him. And he is looking at her. From her glance, all the strength is coming to him. And he is able to lift the mountain and keep it in the position. So then the argument between boys and girls. How it is true? He said, no, Abhito, I cannot prove you. Later on, we will prove you. So later on, the Leela is over. And one day the boys and girls meet. And they say, you had said, na? Radharani is lifting it through her glance. Now mountain is here. Radharani is here. Let her lift. So she comes. And looks at the bottom of Govardhan. And she starts looking up. the whole mountain goes in the sky. And she keeps looking at it and holding it in the sky. And the women say, the women say to the boys, enough, Sarichal, can she put it down now? Yes, 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 we now are convinced. So she starts looking down. The mountain comes down and deposits on the ground. But all this has happened after the atrocity of the rain. Please don't forget that. You can see, you can imagine yourself in that. When you hear the pastime, do not hear it only as entertainment. You hear it as if you are the part of the pastime and try to relish the emotions shared by Brijvasis, what emotions they went through. Then you will get the full benefit of the Leela. Hearing is fine, good only, purifying. But you become part of the Leela, try to be one of the participants and imagine what they went through. It's not all time happiness, it's only sometimes anxiety and tension and frustration is there. But then, if you surrender to Krishna, then end result is you are in bliss. I have told this story to one dying patient. She was a Slovenian patient. You know, Slovenia, former Yugoslavia, Serbia, all those tension areas where wars would take place. She was from that area. Till 55 years of age, she was smoking 60 cigarettes per day. Then she became devotee. From 55 years, her son became devotee also. And she came to know she has got ovarian cancer. So she came to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And they gave chemotherapy and we did every possible thing, but then she couldn't improve. She went out of control. And then she settled down as my neighbor. And we took care for her for 1 year. Finally, she again got admitted in the hospice for nine last days. And then I went to see her and every day I used to go to see her. And she didn't know English, I didn't know Slovenian. So her son will translate for me and her. And I told her this story. Sri Krishna challenging and Radharani lifting Govardhan by glance. And she would just clap, you know, like this. Haribo Prabhu, Haribo, like that. That's all we would speak, but just all son would translate. She heard the story almost every day. And I would come and meet her and I tell her, Mataji, remember? She said, yeah, Vishwaru, Haribo, Haribo. And then she said, I want to go to Vrindavan. I said, Mataji, you are so sick. We can't transfer you. You may die on the way. This is also Vrindavan. But she would only say one thing when I would come. Prabhuji, Vrindavan. Prabhuji, Vrindavan. And we would convey through her son, Mataji, it's not possible. But she was so determined. So determined. That one day it compelled us to start thinking, kaisa bhej sakte usko. And then we discussed for a long time in our offices and created 8 different teams of devotees who will take care of her from hospital in the journey to airport. Then in the airport, the procedures, how to get the process, airlifting and special something. Then in the flight, we arrange one team to take care of her as nurse and doctor. Then we arrange in Delhi airport the landing part of the story by one group of people. Then we arranged ambulance from Delhi airport to Vrindavan. Then we arrange one team in Vrindavan PL Saraf Hospital to receive her there. Then we arrange a room there to get discharged and come. The other team was only doing the paperwork of the whole thing. Foreigner, visa, C form, so many things are there. So 8 teams worked together. And the devotee nurse Braj Manjari went with her and other doctors also. And finally she was admitted in PL Saraf. From there she got discharged. She came to, and she had such different difficult situation that her metastasis were in the lower back, totally destroying the vertebrae also. So much mets were there everywhere. So she could not sit on the chair or the ground. She would all sit on the ground with her hands in the lap of the person who is sitting on the chair. Suppose I am the nurse, Braj Manjari, and I am like this, and she is on the ground like you, putting your hand and head on my lap. Like that she would be there whole night. And Braj Manjari would sit on the chair and she would be in her lap, and that's how day and night would pass. So after 2.5 days of discharge from the hospital, in the room, in the same position, finally the time came to depart. And she was so blissful and so happy, but so much in pain. But then we didn't have hospice, you know. We didn't have morphine to give. We didn't have any system to handle.
So we were there, but the pain used to be there as it is. Suddenly, our friend Goswamiji from Radharaman Temple left Radharaman Temple, and that day he thought, "Chalo kuch Mahaprasad leke chalte hain." He took some Mahaprasad, some Charanamrita, and he left. And he didn't know anything about this lady. Suddenly he walks in the house of this lady. And he says, with no knowledge, nothing, he just felt like walking in the house. He walked in the house and asked, "Kya ho raha hai?" Bole, "Mataji, last stage mein hai." "To Charanamrita diya honge, Mahaprasad diya." Radharaman ji ka. Mataji had it. It was like a painful consciousness. Then one cow entered the house. Very auspicious. Cow just grazing on the road, suddenly entered the house only. Came near Mataji, and then they touched the cow and everything. And after a few minutes, Mataji, hearing the holy name, left her body. Yes, sir. So, Vrindavan Dham is a very powerful place, actually. Very powerful place. It invigorates you from within. If you have faith and devotion, if you go there with faith and devotion, you will bubble with enthusiasm and energy, spiritual energy. It will just pay to thrill. Why don't you have the consciousness to accept it? If you go and do sinful activities over there, then the Vrindavan will conceal its glories. It will cover its glories. It will not be known to you. You will only see dirty place, cows, you will see cow dung, you will see all mud there, here and there. Some people cheating you, some rickshawalas talking nonsense to you. All wrong things will be visible to you. When we are in wrong consciousness, or we do some wrong things over there. Maybe some people smoke there or drink or some nonsense activities they do. And from them, only bad things are revealed and they don't have any faith. But when you come with love and devotion and faith, Dham will reveal to you its own glories. You will come to know it's not an ordinary place. You will have the feeling here in the heart, "Okay, I'm not in the ordinary place, I'm in the extraordinary place." And that place will nourish you. And the place will give you faith and enjoyment and happiness and love and attachment to Krishna, actually. It's so powerful. So Brijvasi is not very easy. To just remain in Vrindavan is not easy. You'll be attacked by sickness, illness. So many challenges from government, this, that. So many things happen. Psychologically you'll be disturbed. But you have faith in love for Krishna, will come out shining. Vrindavan Dham ki jai.